you do little ear sherries. Ear cherry. I thought you were going to give Mike one of your ears.
Put it in your ear. Jam it in your ear.
I don't want to.
Jam it.
I don't want to.
Why?
I am scared too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're afraid of hearing aid? You're afraid of ear aids?
Yeah. Ear wigs, ear aids, ear wolf. Here today, gone tomorrow. Theory.
The good news is we're making it on the podcast.
Why is it good news?
Killing time, man.
I get bummed when I look down and it's like an hour and 35. I'm like, oh, really? You gotta end it?
We gotta get back to doing a marathon show one of these days.
Look at this one over here. Look at Father Tyler.
You know why we're not doing the
Tyta.
The Nightcrawler episode Respect. Tonight? I can't figure out how to freaking program that goddamn okay. police scanner. Yo, this is Shaggy 2 and out of respect.
And what do you say, Clown Boss? And what about now you listening to the After Disaster?
What you are doing is the equivalent to...
You knocked the body out of the coffin at a wake.
No, it's not that bad, but it's like it's like somebody talking during the national anthem to a war vet to juggalos.
Oh,
if you're talking over,
I'm sorry,
you can't talk over those.
Oh,
guys.
He doesn't have headphones in.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
I know. I just realized I'm talking over. What's? Oh
it's,
shit!
It's over now.
What is that button doing? That one red button.
That's record.
One
oh,
red
right.
light.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was that. I mistook it for that.
We had a nice little chuckle before the show because Mike was running the levels, trying to get the appropriate levels here. And
he
Tyler
so
was like, he was cranking Tyler's. Tyler was like blowing up everyone's ears. And then he was like turning me down. And it was just.
And as I kept saying, why are you turning it up when you don't have headphones?
You're the one
turning
guy.
It up, so I just kept blowing out my own ears with my own voice.
That was three of us. Illogical that I was the guy monitoring the levels.
Totally illogical. That would be like, oh, here I go with another analogy. That would be like if we were somehow collectively playing a poker hand and Tyler and I both saw the hand. And you're the one placing the bets. And we're like, no, don't, because we have nothing.
Metaphors and similes.
Tyler,
what is that? What is that thing?
All right, we're going to get right to this, I guess. We're going to get right to Kung Fu Kitty. Why not? I don't see why not. Listener of the program and friend and the original producer that I ever had on any of the shorts that I made, Chris Gardner. He is a go-getter.
He made
He's
your
an
shorts? Those are pretty nice.
Chris Gardner. Why? Oh, really? Short films. Tyler,
oh,
I will smash
oh,
you.
Oh, oh, oh.
And he... Oh. Is an entrepreneur, and he's created a new company since I met him, and it's called Kung Fu Kitty. And most of us have dealt with
entrepreneur.
Most of us who have a cat have had one of those lures at one time or another, right? Right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with the lures? Most of those, I've learned, are made over in Japan. I mean, China, and they have metal barbs. They have metal pieces that come on loose, and they hurt felines often. And Chris has found a niche market that needed some Made in America branding, and it's all very, very safe for your kitty, for your feline.
Okay. And is there any way I can have one of those?
Yeah, absolutely. He sent me a number of them. But what he's doing...
I can hardly wait to spring that on Louie.
Forgot that you had Louie the kitty. Yeah. I totally forgot that you're watching Tara's cat to the point that he's almost yours. So what...
Until we get into a fight about it, then he becomes not mine at all.
Oh no!
It just happened a couple times.
I'm gonna have to look up the website because he sent me a website. I gave out the wrong website earlier on Cinematics earlier
it's
in the week.
On the fucking thing, dude.
No, but it's not that. Anyways, it's made in America, and these things are great. My cat loves them, and they have little attachments.
Louie is gonna love that thing.
So it's let me pull up the actual website because what he's doing is if you go to the website and then you click the little link that he's going to have on there where you can buy it on Amazon.
As heard on the After Disaster?
As you can buy it on Amazon. All of the any monies that goes through goes directly to, not the After Disaster, goes directly to the Cold Cockle Productions groupers.
So he's not making any money from his business?
No, the click-through, the little like the added click-through. So if you'd like to, if you have a kitty and you'd like to help out in the very early stages, Groupers, the movie.
And on a side note, if you have a pussy, take a picture of it and send it to us.
Nailed it.
I thought that like was going to be cruder than what we said before the show.
That just sounded like a bad
funny.
Joke.
I know. I sounded thought it was like funnier, and it was horrible and stupid.
So
I
go to kfkitty.com. That's kfkitty.com.
Just remember, kittyfuck.com.
KF, it stands for Kung Fu Kitty, and you will see all the Majestic Crane is the biggest, the best seller. And they're all obviously very affordable, and they're good for your cat. So I wanted to get that right. And Tyler and Michael, enjoy.
Thank
you very much.
Hot 5 minute ad to start the episode.
I appreciate this.
Also, if you're vaping, Craft Vapory, my code Anderson is up and running again because I just went over and saw our friend Josh at their new place, and he's in downtown LA now. And
see, everyone, this is what the podcast might be like if we didn't have Patreon.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
6 minute
ads,
also,
ads
right
up front.
Also,
speaking of Patreon, if you want to support me and my podcast.
Stop it.
No, you just did two ads.
No, I know, but that's for us. The Craft Vapory is for us. And but that's also to help because you get 25% off if you're a listener.
How
and
do you figure?
Like, because we split any kind of money. Not that there's much that comes through, but I gave you cash in hand once.
Oh, yeah.
And also, while we're at it, Mike and I opened a comically wrapped gift package from Kojak. Remember that last week? After the program ended, Tyler,
very large box,
here.
Very heavy.
Big box. It was in my trunk.
Individually wrapped cans of beer.
Hell yeah.
Got out of the P.O. box. And it was comical.
P.O. Box 570058, Tarzana, California, 91357.
Look at that, Tyler.
Yeah.
Hey, you have it memorized.
Someone wrote it a lot on the thumb drive.
I don't think I can tell
him
not to.
On the
is
loops.
That dude going to come up here and eat while we're doing the podcast?
Probably. Finally, an audience.
I don't
Yeah, I don't know him.
Here's
either.
The attachment
like
for
employee.
Your Kung Fu Kitty. Here's one
it's
attachment.
Like a new employee. That is what? Rude.
Dude, you look at
it's a little miniature black guy.
What?
It's a cat.
No, it's trying to make it seem like it's a racist thing.
Why?
It's like a white cross with a little mini person of color on the end of a string, and your cat chases it.
So Kojak sent
us. I don't know where I'm going with all any of these jokes.
Some milk stouts.
They're not funny. I'm fucking stressed out.
Would you like to promote your Patreon again?
I'm so stressed out. I've never had a situation put in front of me that I can't discuss that where if I don't come through, I will get fired.
Oh.
And so I don't know if I can come through. So after the show, I'm going to drive over the hill. I'm going to work for 2 hours. I'm going to come back over here, print till probably 3, and then get up and go drop shit off in Orange County, then come back and print again, drive back to Orange County Friday and drop more shit off to pick up on Monday to drive out and install photos on Tuesday for a meeting that apparently has everyone so fucking scared.
You can't talk about?
Yes.
Why are you talking about it?
Hey, can I tell
you?
Why
can't you talk about it?
That shit smells good.
Yeah, it's too. Can I? There's too much at risk.
Can I finish my Kojak? Thank you. So he sent us a bunch of milk stout, or actually
who loves
oatmeal
you,
stout,
baby?
Oatmeal stout beers, which are not good for summer drinking.
Nope.
Especially on a hot day.
They're warm and you're funneling them up your butt.
It sounds like you're complaining about free beer that a listener took the time out of their day to send
He
you.
Wrapped it in such a comical way. Each beer was actually hand-wrapped in bubble wrap, and there was a bunch of peanuts in there, and just seemingly trash, right? Just
We were looking for roaches for at least
We dumped it out in this parking lot, which was being videotaped in this public parking lot. And
that nice rug store next door, we went into their parking lot and just dumped it right on the ground.
We cleaned everything up. Yep. Everything short of like
hands
sweeping
and knees,
it up.
Hands and knees, picking up like
because
those
they came out and were like, you clean.
No,
we don't want to get busted by the man.
If you think we weren't patting ourselves on the back, we were.
It would have been a rug bust.
We gave ourselves a lot of credit.
Tyler, after that, we're probably the most considerate Los Angelites out tonight cleaning up.
Is that a thing?
Los Angelinos.
I don't know.
Los Angelites is way better than Angelinos.
Yeah, Los Angelites.
And Kojak also sent us a CD. Kojak.
Yep, I got mine in the front seat of my car. I haven't listened to it yet.
He's the one who made us that sweet, sweet After Disaster rap, Ty Ty.
Yeah. Might
Kojak.
Be somewhere.
It's very good.
I've
it's
taken
very
two
good
short
rap.
Road trips and both times planned on listening to it, and both times I was so wound up with the stresses and the rigors and just the challenges of everyday life that I couldn't even fucking focus on what my
plan. Oh, yeah, question. Hold on. I have the rap.
He's too loud. Tyler's too loud.
Like me. Okay, never should have been let out of the penitentiary. No, like Ice Cube, but like to say that I'm a crazy motherfucker.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
It was you. No. Smoke weed out. Now
I don't know if it's in or not because I don't have headphones. Because I forgot headphones.
You don't like how I'm living? Well, fuck you. This is a gang. And I'm in it.
All right. I guess you're going to cut it off there. Hey. Here's an issue. Guys come in to sit and eat his food, and I don't think Mike's going to be able to focus on
That's
the
right.
show. I think he's just going to watch the guy. I think that might happen. Will that happen?
I'm already frozen with fear. It's like the live shows.
Mike, did you see the face that he just made to look at the guy?
I don't know if it was as much of a face as it was just a total lack of any expression.
I just went dead. I was brain dead for a moment.
So, Kojak, thank you very much.
I'm still emotionally wrapped up in the remodel
of this
club.
If you'd like to destroy the first 10 minutes of our show, you can send us stuff at P.O. Box
570058,
Tarzana, California, 91357.
I was just giving you guys the gifts, and you guys immediately...
I like it.
KF Kitty.
I totally appreciate that it's a cat toy. And I wonder why he didn't just make it kungfukitty.com.
Well, because that's obviously somebody owns Kung Fu Kitty. It's a long story, he said. But just because I don't know Kung Fu Kitty.
Company. Where does he make these things?
Go to KF Kitty. America.
China.
United States. America.
China.
But it's good because I have some of the other ones.
That's how Trump says it.
You've had one of the ones, right? One of the Chinese ones? One of the Chinese cat lures? It's got metal all over it. They break.
Tara's mom has made a couple for Louie.
Yeah.
Because her mom's a fisher person. Fisherwoman.
What are we
fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
Her family's big on fishing. And her mom made some with the lures, but she left the fucking hook in there by accident.
No way.
I'm kidding. But
my God. Her family's not big on fishing.
She's made a couple of them, and they were pretty sturdy, and they lasted pretty long. But I like this one better because I dig this green, this vintage green color.
Okay. All right.
I like it. You know what? I think I just invented something. I'm going to put like a hot dog on a stick and do it. Try to catch homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've invented a cruel method of torture?
No, just a cruel prank.
You're going to chase it across sidewalk.
If I ran a rug store and I was like the boss and I imported them all, I'd call myself a rug lord.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, dude. Why do you not have headphones? Why don't you share my
headphones? I don't want to share. I forgot my headphones. I'm only going to pay the price.
Do you need me to repeat that joke since you missed it?
Yeah.
I'd call myself a rug lord.
I don't know what that means.
It's like drug lord, but rug lord.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did you see that car accident? Well, I don't know if it was water or not.
What if you sold pugs, Tyler? What
like when I clicked on USA Today.
A dog breeder.
Circuit City.
It was an accident in the car.
Major accident. Remember the Circuit City commercials where the big plug plugged in at the end?
I said pug. Dogs.
Oh.
I thought you were just being random. Now you're not funny. Go ahead.
Do you guys know anything about electricity?
Wait, no. Yes, Tesla. What were you talking about?
He does. It coursed through his veins the other day.
It was?
No, when I was trying
to put
up the light.
Wait, whatever happened with the lamp situation when you were changing the light bulbs
in the nursery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you electrocuted yourself.
I had my brother-in-law, Paulie, come over, and he fixed it in a jiff.
Did you tell him that you shot
yourself?
How'd
you fix it?
Yeah. He just got up on the ladder, and he did a bunch of stuff really quick and made me feel like way less of a man. It's what he does for a living, though. He works on boilers.
You're already
stuff.
Standing in a baby's room.
I know.
And then a man like shames you in the baby's room.
Hey.
That's not really shame, because electricity's scary.
And he's got a kid already. He gets it. But he was pissed at me because the nursery's almost done. He's like, well, what the fuck are you doing, Anderson? He's like, the kid's not even going to be here till October. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
That's a good Paulie.
It's not bad, right? He sounds
you've been working on it.
I talk to him a lot. He's my brother-in-law. Hey, Paulie.
What you doing, Rock?
43-year-old man still plays hockey in the beer leagues.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
I don't even know what that is.
He's the one who may or may... No, I'm not going to say that.
Hey, I'm 50 and I still do stuff.
What do you do? What do you do? What kind of stuff? Hit me.
I'll play hockey if I wanted to.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I was thinking about it.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my left, and there is Ty Ty to my right. We come to you live on tape from the world-famous Hollywood Improv in the rafters in the front room by the bar and overhanging the actual set of...
I don't know. Some movie that Sandler's shooting tomorrow.
Adam Sandler's shooting a movie here tomorrow, and they have done something... exceptionally impressive that only places like Las Vegas and
Disneyland
movies can do, which is recreate something from the past so that it's like the epitome of what the improv used to look like. It's
it looks
remarkable.
Like I could order a New York steak strip.
It really is remarkable. It really does look like with what limitations they had, which, you know, they couldn't move anything structurally, but they really recreated this dining room, the bar area, the exterior of the club, and the showroom.
And one of the most marked differences is they ripped down all of Mike Carano's pictures that he's taken.
It's
and you
want to
know something?
Here.
I'm into it.
You like it?
I'm into it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike makes his living by putting the pictures up on the wall, taking photos of the comedians that come through here, and then posting and putting, doing a lot of work in the pictures and framing them and aging them and putting them on the wall, editing them, and they're all gone.
And not good. And I hope I get fired and fuck this whole company.
Very aggressive
thing to yell from the rafters while there's multiple.
I was saying it for comic effect.
Well, they appreciate that because this is the improv. So
I respect none of you, and I'm saying this for comic effect.
Oh my God.
They know how I feel. They fucking know it. I walked through the corporate offices a week ago and I announced everyone here sucks and you should all quit, and no one left.
What if what's the guy's name that manages? He's managing right now. He's like downstairs.
Jay.
What if Jay came up to me next week? He's like, Mike, say something bad about somebody who works here.
No, nope,
on the show.
He would never ask that.
Kind of like Drew said to you about me saying about Mike.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Let me see if there's a manager down there. No. I'll say something right now.
Hey, I'd like to thank Christy Redia for sending me a nice little bath discovery set through the registry for Atticus. Thank you very much. I forgot to thank you last week for that.
Wait till the manager comes bad in. Thinker. I'll say something.
Please don't talk badly to the managers. Yeah, it makes them uncomfortable.
We really won't have a recording space.
Yeah, I mean, this is our home right now. That. You can get fired, but then what do we do? You saw what happened when Loveline ended.
You guys were welcome.
We would still keep coming like we did.
Yeah,
like
just
like
Loveline.
We should go to K-Rock for the next show. Just see what happens.
Just
I got a key card.
Just show up. Yeah, let's do it. Lindsay can let us in, too.
Wait, K-Rock or the
old? Oh, she still works there,
or
huh?
Or Westwood One?
Both, either. I got access to everything. Hey, you need studio space? I got. Oh, that would be ballsy if I was renting it out.
We should just go to
that would be
Airbnb.
Ball.
Let's just
Airbnb.
Go back.
I need to actually post some. Like, hey, you need studio space? I'm your guy. I'll
let's
set you up.
Let's go to back to Westwood One.
Wear your jogging shoes. Wear your jogging shoes because there's a good chance we're going to have to book it once we get there.
I appreciate when somebody has the balls to do something
your
like that.
Your company could be called Book It Productions.
Book It Productions. Double entendre.
I told you.
It works.
Hey, did you
keep it moving?
Did you read either story? And,
yes.
And,
I read
and,
either of them.
There's two stories in the news that I just glanced at the headlines, but I didn't look into it, and I'm curious
yes,
now.
Yes, Trump's
about
racist,
it.
Turns
one
out.
One was the
he's
woman.
50, he can still do things.
The woman who shot the 30-year-old man who was in her 16-year-old daughter's bedroom, shot him in the balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was
that's
the real
aim.
Estate agent that was going to open up a house for an open house, and there was the couple fucking in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. And there's many ways you could have said that. I don't know.
Completely naked. And, so apparently it traumatized her children.
Oh.
But I wonder what the follow-up on both of those stories was.
One, the chick needs to relax, because I'm sure she's trying to make a bigger deal of it than
yeah.
she needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were doing what everyone they
did,
does
they
to
did
create
some
people.
They did some damage to the house, because they kicked open a door to go in there and get down.
Oh, okay. So it was like
they damaged the house.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But it's not their house. They
not
just knew
house.
That there was an empty house.
They needed a place.
Wow, what are they staging with like a bed and whatnot? Because usually
I don't
houses on the market
those.
Are empty.
Probably on the carpet.
They're just banging
have,
like on the carpet
I,
or the hardwood
I didn't
floors.
Read the story, and I was asking you guys if you did, but then you're asking me questions, and it's all confusing to me.
Rubbing and throbbing.
You know what's funny about that? If you think back to when you were young.
Breaking
all,
and entering her. Yeah,
all of the uncomfortable places you had sex because you had nowhere to go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I passed a place just the other day where, like, out in the front yard, I remember, like, almost
really?
Getting caught by the girl's parents. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, that
oh,
memory.
You were doing
God.
It in the front yard?
Oh, yeah. You do wherever you can when you're a kid, Tyler.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
on the grass?
On the grass.
Like, with the rainbird sprinkler going.
There was no sprinkler on, Tyler. We timed it. We timed it.
Oh, so, like, as it would pass?
It was my first girlfriend in
you timed
in high school. Jenny. Little for I'm not why am I saying names? Oh, what I,
you just said the whole name.
I know. What am I doing? But yeah, because I went over to visit my buddy Corey,
who Donovan.
Lives in that neighborhood, and it was weird because that was the first time in years that I drove by that house, and that
did,
slapped
was it,
me in the
was
face.
Was it sort of like mentally stimulating driving by it?
No, it was awful. I remember going, "Wow, what a child I was."
Because sometimes I think about the first girl I ever put my finger in, and it,
well,
I get totally turned on.
Michael,
I get totally turned on by it. What? Thinking about it.
Hey, do you guys?
How old was she?
I was 17.
Mm-hmm. It's a smart age to say.
It was a very smart age.
You know what I want?
Him to never say that sentence again?
Ever. I barely even heard it, but I heard it in retrospect. Like, I didn't
you
hear it at the
play
time.
It back for you?
No. And I'm like, oh, what did he... And I had
sometimes
to rewind
to
in the brain.
The first girl I put my
stop
finger
it.
In
stop
it.
Me on. I want to get a cop on the show. I want to take some calls, and I also want to get a cop
all,
on the show.
You guys have all met the girl I first put my finger in.
You put
all right, let's get a cop on
her?
The show.
What?
You put your finger inside of her? Graphic. Tie.
Hmm?
I
didn't
hear
it because
I don't
have
that out there.
So I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know if she needs that out there in the ethers. Does she need people to know that you put your you dig for change down there?
I wouldn't call it digging for change.
Uh-huh.
I'd call it... what's this thing called?
It's called a Kung Fu Kitty.
Yeah, call it that.
Oh, it's Kung Fu Kitty and some chick. Hey, you want me to go? You want me to go downstairs and ask one of those coppers that's probably a
studio
off-duty
cop
to guard the premises if they want to come up here and be on the show?
I would love to have a cop. Can you get us a cop?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want them in person because that might get right. awkward when we start talking the
yeah,
way we do.
When we break out the blow.
But it'd be great to have them on the phone.
I can get them yeah. on the phone.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You got a friend that's a cop.
Mm-hmm.
I got one question that I really want to ask.
What city's he in?
What's the question?
Why are they always black? No, I want to ask if they've ever pulled anyone over in the drive-thru. I like that idea.
In a drive-thru?
I like being in the drive-thru and just like you see cop lights
like the person's
you.
So wasted they pull him yes. in the drive-thru.
This is how
the
commercial go. Yes.
All right, like, well, tell me the story. Tell me the story.
We think it's funny. That's like probably
did the guy end up
paying?
Did he still pay? Did he get his food? Did he just drive through? I mean, I wanted to hear from a cop who pulled somebody over in a drive through.
That you know what? It's had to have happened.
It
had to have happened because the copper has to be on someone's tail. They pull into a Jack in the Box, and the cop's like, I'm hungry too.
I was behind a really drunk fuck the
Wouldn't
other night.
Wouldn't it be funny if you got away because the cop waited for his food?
And they're really slow. They took forever because he had a special order.
You tell him, drag your feet on this dude's food. He's tailing me.
He's so hungry that he just has to. I know there's a donut joke in there
somewhere. There's a million
questions
to ask the cops.
I would love to have a cop on.
Yeah, me
Let's
too.
Have a cop on.
I want to go, have you ever thought about blackmailing a chick to get a blowjob?
Michael.
I'm being serious.
I know you are. That's how
like,
your depraved
you,
mind works.
If you're
works.
A cop, it would cross your mind. You probably wouldn't act on it, but it would cross your mind. Like a little hand job could make this whole crossing the double yellow line ticket go away.
And that little hand job could also make his whole career go away.
Or it could make a whole new world open up to him of fun and excitement in exchange for
I think that if it was satisfying, gratifying for this sick theoretical cop, Michael, he would then become addicted to that act and he would eventually get caught, much like Wiener.
Yeah.
Got caught again.
Oh, your boy Wiener got caught again.
I know. He is my boy.
Are we segueing to like current news? Current events?
A little bit.
Current
that
news.
Movie, that documentary was so good. Wiener.
Current
it was so
events.
Much fun.
I don't want to watch it. Now.
Watch
events,
it. Enjoy.
I know.
Enjoy.
I probably will.
Enjoy. And it's a good documentary. I'm just coming straight from the film vault where we did top five summer recap. And I had 11 movies on my top five list because there are some good movies this summer, guys.
I'm not sure a lot of.
Name one.
Wiener.
Name two. Glickman, right? That's the other one.
Glickman.
Is that the name of that movie?
Gleason?
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 Oh, shit. I forgot about Gleason. I got to see that.
Gleason, so good.
I got to see it.
And Tickled?
So good. Tickled, so good.
All the movies
look at all the docs.
That I haven't seen.
How do you know them?
Because you
talk about them at length. Life Animated, so nuts.
I heard
so
about it on Cinematics.
Cinematics, as the Baldwin calls it. Cinematics. Saw the new Jackie Chan, Johnny Knoxville movie for CinemaDicks, and
what
holy shit,
I called?
Am committed to that show. Skip Trace, I am committed to that fucking show. If I'm watching that piece of Rennie Harlan harsh shit,
Skip Trace.
I can't tell if it's good or not by the way you reacted.
I think it's
terrible. I think it's exactly the movie that they set out to make. So kudos.
But you know Knoxville, right?
I mean, I've met him on the show once or twice, and he's a really fun
Super
guy.
Super nice, yeah.
I don't like what he does in movies, though. They always put him in suits, and they try and make him like the sly, funny guy, and he doesn't pull it off. Put him like in a wife beater and have him be himself. You know what I mean? I don't like Johnny Knoxville in suits. Stop it.
Well, he's a handsome guy.
Yeah, but does he have to be in suits?
I don't know.
Can't he be in unsuited?
Was he wearing a suit in the old man movie with the little kid?
It's a good description.
So he was wearing an old man suit, like...
Big? Are you talking about Big?
No, he was
know.
Bad grandpa.
Oh, man. No, he was just wearing old grandpa's.
No idea.
That movie was hard to watch. All right.
Kind of like this show is hard to listen to.
Stop it.
I know, all of a sudden.
What? Really?
No, I just got distracted.
By the man eating behind me?
No, I got distracted by the world around me.
Is the guy still eating behind me?
I tell you about the time I got distracted by a hole.
These light bulbs that
Tyler.
I used to think were cool.
What?
Did you dig for change?
Hell yeah.
Tyler!
Up to my wrist.
So I took the wife's car in to get the mud and cake and dust removed from it because it had not been washed in quite some time, right?
Okay.
Like, that's how we were finding it. We're just looking for the dirty car in the...
Madonna Inn cake?
Oh, speaking of which, every time she sees you post from the Madonna Inn, which you did earlier this week, she becomes enraged with you, and I don't blame her.
How come?
Because you never think to bring us cake.
Mm. Here's
you
the
know
thing.
It's her favorite food in the world.
I didn't know that. I had no idea, but
I've talked
absolutely
about it on the show.
No, I didn't know that either, or I forgot, or I tuned it out.
We went up there one day. It's 3.5 hours one way. We went up there to get cake.
Yeah.
Wow. We also like wanted to do a little mini road trip and enjoy each other's company, but we did that.
How bougie do you sound?
If you think
what?
I'm
we
going to be
impressed.
We were
looking for a cheap, fun thing to do.
Yeah, if you think I'm going to be impressed by that, I'm not. Because
I know
I've
you're
gone
not,
up there to get
insane.
Cake probably 25 times.
You, just for the cake, right?
I drove up Saturday night to get a piece of cake, and guess what?
Wait, this came up because a listener sent us cake, and you ate it.
To my surprise,
no, Michael, don't look at me.
They were sold out Saturday night.
Of all cake.
Sold out.
No way. This place is blowing up, man. I hate
sold
it.
Sold out.
Back in the day, you go to Madonna Inn, you check into a room for like, you know, $180
it's your
bucks.
Fault. You've talked about it nonstop for
I don't,
10 years.
It was the most crowded I've ever seen it. People were parked on this, the parking lot 100% full. Cars parked along the road.
Why?
All the
what
way out
happening?
To the all the way
happening?
Out to the street.
Was the anniversary?
No.
Were
there
they
was
bringing
a, there was a Keen Sierra happening.
No way. You
and,
serious?
And a wedding at the same time. And they were sold out of cake, and that's the cake thing. And that one you see in there is a pie, not a cake.
Are you showing me
sold
an empty
out.
Cake bin?
Completely sold out. And then
what?
I saw this, and I said, can I buy those?
You're showing
said,
me
those,
pieces of cake.
Those are reserved. For, there's a sign on it that says reserved for.
Did you? Yeah, but for who?
I don't know.
Well, you could say the name. You say who that you're that person.
I'm Steve. I'm Steve Johnson. Can I see your ID? I'm like, ID for cake? She's like, yes, sir.
You know another term that I'm happy to see go away?
Yeah.
All that and a bag of chips, huh?
Never heard that one.
Fucking,
but
you haven't?
Humanoid. I'm thinking about making that one go away.
Mid-90s. All that and a bag of chicks. Remember that?
Oh, bag of chips?
Oh, bag of chips, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Awful.
However, that was more in the African-American community, not
no,
white people
was.
Didn't say it.
No.
No, a lot of white people said it, and then I'm sure cartoon characters said it too. And that's why it finally went away.
I've only heard one person say it, and she was black. She said, you think you're all that in a bag of chips? And I was like, excuse me?
How did she say it, though?
Pardon me, sir. Do you think you are all that and a bag of chips? She said it like stereotypically, like in a, how a bad movie would portray somebody saying it.
I.
You know who said it to me? She was actually a friend of mine. And she worked here.
Uh-huh.
And she did the whole thing, like the head roll. And she went, you think you all that and a bag of chips? And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? A bag of chips? Mm. And she had to explain it to me, and it was the most
does it need an explanation?
Honky old man whitey I ever felt in my life, because Kelly was her name.
I mean, it could have just as easily been a side of fries.
She was in Star Trek.
Right? You think you're all that in a side of fries? It could have been the same thing.
What?
I hate it.
I hate this.
What are you? You've been negative since you sat down,
yeah,
son.
It's negative.
What is your problem?
Negative Wednesdays. Don't call me son.
What is your problem, Wait, Father Tyler?
When you say he's negative, are you doing electrical talk?
Why were you asking about electricity? This is really bad.
Should
this
be like
show.
A 25-minute.
This
episode?
Is the worst episode we've done in a while. I can feel it.
And half of it's an
I
ad.
Think it's in the top 10. Best
you still
episodes
get the bad taste in your mouth because I opened
didn't
up
like the hot start with.
It's
the
because
ad.
He asked about it, and I'm like, I thought we'd get it out of the way. A little kung fu kitty talk.
You have a bad taste in your mouth from that cookie.
That too. I'm like in a coma because
did you give
cookie.
Him a weed cookie?
Fuck yes, we know. We got regular cookies, but they're too big and it's too much sugar for a human to consume.
Where did you get them?
Here.
I would have liked
you want a cookie when I walked in? I was like, sure. And
I would have liked
eating
a cookie.
I'll order you one.
I'm good.
They got to cook them.
No, I'm good.
It was too much.
So I take Jillian's car in to get washed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a car to get washed.
Why are you so naggy?
Did you wash it yourself or did you bring it to the car wash?
Jillian's a big proponent of the car washes. She used to work at one. And
she did?
Yeah. When she was in high school, she worked at she used to hook my mom up with free car washes all the time.
Like a bikini car wash?
No, dude. She would sit in the behind the register. And she thinks that anyone
in a bikini?
Like trouble.
Who gives the guys that dry your car anything less than $5, she thinks is unacceptable. So I always give at least $5 tip to those
Even
guys.
Back in the day? $5. So you're not doing enough now.
$5 is a big tip for a guy that dries your car for 4 minutes.
No, they usually take about 10 minutes to dry.
A lot of times they do a lot of hand cleaning too.
And they're busting their ass. I'm fine with it. I always give them at least $5. Like if you sit down for a meal, even if it's only like $10, you should always give $5 if somebody's bringing you like food and drink. You know what I mean? $5 should kind of be the minimum.
I probably do that, but I don't agree with that because sometimes I'm sitting at the bar and I order something and it's like $4. I don't throw a $5 down.
Well, where? Here? There's
no, any place. Like if I go to a restaurant and I order something, it's $8.
All right, not the point.
I throw a couple of bucks down as a tip. I don't leave a fiver for that.
So I'm at the car wash. I'm waiting for the car to come.
I tip $10 per beer.
Daddy Warbucks over here throwing a fiver to the.
Oh.
So did you give the guy more than $5 for drying the car?
No, I gave him $5. But that's not the point. The point is
and
this.
And a tap on the ass.
I go in. You know how you see
did
people.
Did you ask for a discount because your wife used to work there?
Do you think you're capable of rolling? She didn't work at this car wash.
Rollerblading? Yes.
It was a roller
oh my
skate
God.
Car wash with bikinis?
I'm switching gears here. Do you think, Mike, you're capable of walking through life for an entire day and being conscious of the way that your inner monologue goes and switching it up so it's positive. So like when you're walking down the street like I do and you see any just random person walk in front of you and the voice in your head says, this fucking guy, or look at this bitch. Like you could switch it. You could switch it. So it's like, oh, it's a nice hat.
Oh, I haven't I even like thought that. Of that.
Should you try it? I wonder if it would change your entire demeanor.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
The problem is this. People don't disappoint, and usually I'm reminded with verbal cues as to why I have these thoughts. The other day, I told this story on the film ball, but it's quick. I was at a movie, Hands of Stone, not bad, not a bad movie, about Roberto Duran. And
the one with Usher?
Yes. Sugar Ray Leonard. He fucking kills it. And an alarm goes off in the middle of the movie. Siren, lights come on, the movie stops, and a little voice comes on and says, it's like a pre-recorded voice, there has been an emergency recorded in the theater. Please exit. So I'm walking out, and there's a bunch of idiots going, well, if there's a shooter, is this the appropriate thing to be doing? Shouldn't we be going the other way if there's a shooter?
If there's a shooter, that's the first thing people... Well,
I know. That's
horrible.
That's what they think now.
That's horrible.
That's what I heard from three separate individuals.
Excuse me. Where's the shooter?
If there's a shooter, he could just be waiting for us in the lobby, which is where we're all going.
In our lifetimes, we've only heard of a handful of people getting shot in movie theaters, but now that's become the go-to.
Well, anytime you're in public, if there's an issue, a lot of time, unfortunately, where's the shooter? It goes to shooter, right?
Detour ahead. Shooter!
I told you at my camp, like part of the training now for all the staff is like what to do if an aggressive shooter comes on campus.
What do you do? What about a nice shooter?
What do you do?
There's three things. I didn't talk about this.
No.
Really?
Because I want to know what to do. Like, what, right now, what if an aggressive shooter comes in? Do we just be real quiet and get low so he doesn't check up here?
Let me see if I can remember this from training.
Or we tell him there's a lot of hot chicks to kill in the showroom.
Why would you do that? And I went in there, and they're not that
attractive. I think you just start yelling, I don't respect you over the balcony.
So I don't respect you or your gun, sir.
So the first... Okay, I remember it. It's coming back. So it was really depressing, let me tell you, that it's part of the training now. All those years I've been going up to that camp, and we got a lot of training, and this was brand spanking new, where they feel like every large group of any community where there's a large group of people
is a target.
Sheriffs are going around and training, like the directors and the people that run these communities. So this was part of our training now. And Brian, the guy that runs the camp, he was doing it. He was explaining to us what we were supposed to do. If an active shooter comes onto the campus... He called him an active threat. He didn't like to say shooter, but that's what. Number one thing you're supposed to do is, if you can, run.
Okay.
And he said that the sheriff was looking around our spot, and he was going, oh, this place is great. You can run all sorts of places. We're out in the woods. And if you can't run.
This sounds like the beginning where he.
And then he looks at
he informs you guys that, yeah, you should all just run off into the woods, and then he starts playing the most dangerous game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is great. And then his eyes fall into the kid in the wheelchair, and he's like.
Better. He doesn't feel guilty about it.
Why? Because they're going to die soon?
Yeah.
Well, you fuck. That was rude. That was harsh.
You could have a talk with the kids.
I'm in the mind of the character. I'm not saying I think that.
If you are going to play the dangerous game, most dangerous game, like starting with kids. Like,
what do you think the gunman would do if you said he's going to die anyway, so shoot him first? Do you think they would shoot you because you're such
an
asshole?
You're rude.
Yeah. Or do you think they'd be like, okay,
bam. Uh-huh. I don't know what's going through this shooter's mind. But, okay, so the first thing we're supposed to do is run, right, if we can. If you can't run, the second best thing to do is hide. Hide wherever you can. Find
so far,
a bunch
we're,
of tips.
We're find doing what guy. I would just do.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't need a cop for this.
You know what it is. It's like stupid protocol, and they're getting a bunch of people wringing their hands going, we have to train the communities.
Is it RHF, run, hide, fight?
Does stop, drop, and roll ever come into this?
It's RHF. How do you know RHF? You got the training?
No, I just used my brain.
Well, they didn't use that, but it is run, hide, fight. So the last thing you do, you're supposed to hide, like find a building without windows where they can't look in.
What? What building without windows?
There are sheds up there, Tyler. Bathrooms don't have windows.
Just where I want to wait out for my murderer. Four miles away. With no windows.
And then fight.
Exactly.
The scariest possible place.
The fight is the last thing you do.
And the second you get in there, it's just like when you play hide and go seek.
You know what's funny?
Shit.
It is, Tyler.
This is
that's
something.
Not how hide and seek works.
If
you don't have to pee and poop.
Right now, the second you found a spot, you'd be like, this is a good spot. Also, shit, I gotta pee.
No, I would not. I always have to pee, regardless.
Holding the tip of your ween.
No.
Nope.
Stop miming it. I don't need to see you do it.
It's right here.
I think this is actually great information to have because it would be better to have this drilled into your subconscious so that you could just act on impulse instead of having to like revisit, like pull out your iPhone and pull open the notes app,
Siri,
to figure out what to do.
Siri, what do I do?
There's an active shooter.
Because I know if you're on a plane and somebody is an active is a threat, you're supposed to rush them immediately.
Right, right.
No thought. You're supposed to, all of the people are supposed to agree.
But then the plane will go like this.
Tyler, he's pointing the plane down.
You crash the plane.
What if the pilot is the active threat? What do you do then? Do you still attack?
You can probably control the plane by shifting your weight from side to side. No, if he goes right, everyone goes left. The plane.
That would be pretty good. Like if everyone was, like it was a dance team,
he's
was on
diving,
the plane.
Everyone goes towards the back and it just levels out.
A synchronized dance team's on the plane.
Yep.
And they start doing all these moves.
It's good to
like, throw the active
we're
shooter off.
The shittiest Mel Brooks movie of all time.
Like a song comes on the PA? Or there's like a song in the movie that just happens to like work for what they...
I was pretty...
they look at each other, they nod, and they wink, and they're like, here we go.
I was pretty emotional about Gene Wilder dying. And I was seriously upset, and so I made Tara watch
Silver Streak,
Blazing Saddles.
Keep going,
Young Frankenstein.
Keep going,
Willy Wonka.
Blazing Saddles. You're right.
Fucking A.
Well, I couldn't. I didn't know if you said that.
They come
but,
riding
into
town.
I go
town.
Just FYI, this movie is pretty edgy for you know, and it might be pretty racist, and it might be pretty this and pretty
right.
that. And aside from the fact that at least 10 horses get knocked down. To the ground,
professionally.
Fuck that movie. I don't like that movie.
Tripwire. But you don't realize
the N word
comes out immediately, and it is N word.
Mm-hmm. The Kentucky Fried movie is the same.
Really?
Deal.
But Blazing Saddles is pretty fucking great.
So can I continue with my run, fight, hide?
Yeah.
Run, hide, fight.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to fight because apparently, like every shooter, like they have an idea of how it's going to go down, and if you throw a wrench. Into their plan.
Where am I going to get a wrench?
Yeah.
Tyler,
in
you
the shed that
just
I'm
hit them or
in?
Do anything you can. Mm. And also, they went this fucked these lengths.
Just tell them some of my jokes. They might die.
That's true. Each cabin had a little red card and a little green card inside the cabin. And I saw them, actually, and I got depressed later when I saw them.
Soccer?
So if you're inside and you're hiding and everyone's safe and no one's been shot or hurt, you put a little green card underneath the door.
Where do I get a green card?
They're in the cabin.
They're in there.
So that when people come, like first respondents come, they'll know. If somebody's injured, you put a red card under the thing.
So you guys just have a terrible box with the like active shooter
cards.
A
box,
in it?
Yes. It's horrible. So depressing. I'm at an oncology camp for innocent
terrible.
Children. Yeah. And then
There's another, like a black card for he's in with us.
And
he's
then
in here.
There is a, we had a code word. We're not supposed to open the door for anybody.
Yeah.
Unless we know the code word. Or unless they know the code word. And they change the code word for every session. They change
code
it up
word
all
is
the time.
Fitzcarraldo.
And he was trying to think of the code
they
word.
They make it that difficult. The code word is Fitzcarraldo. What's the code word again?
And the code word ended up being dragonfly because the dragonfly right at that moment kind of flew and just like like hung out right in between the audience and
Did you test
Ryan.
People?
It was
cool.
Yeah, a few people did that. And I wanted to kill them.
Did you test the kids later?
The kids didn't know about it. This was just for the staff. We didn't tell the kids about any of this shit.
Oh, the kids don't know about the run, hide,
yeah,
fight?
Yeah, that's not helpful.
No.
Oh, so you guys can get away.
No. We would tell them. We're guiding them through the entire
week. Our car backfires and all the counselors go running off into the woods.
Around the campfire, a piece of wood explodes in the campfire.
It cracks.
All the adults go running.
Just running off into
kids
the dark
just
woods.
Sitting there with marshmallows.
What the fuck happened?
Sorry, just enacted the run of the run, hide, fight plan.
No, I was very worried that I was the only one that asked a question, I think. And I said, Brian, we're not supposed to talk to the kids about this. He's like, no, you're not.
Okay, this makes more sense. I thought a police officer came and sat with all the kids here's what
That'd
we do. We run,
and you know what? Things
hide,
are going to be really bad
fight.
If we get to that point. Where,
you,
like, it is,
you, the kid in the braces... In the wheelchair, paralyzed.
What was that, buddy?
What?
You said something.
No, I was just going back to what we just said, that I don't understand what was helpful about the training if you guys weren't supposed to tell the kids.
Well, because we guide the kids. So, like, if we know we have the training, and, like, we have the training for everything else. So, like, if we were with our cabin and we saw it and we could run for it, we'd say, run, kids. If we couldn't run for it, we'd say, hide, kids.
But what
and
if
we had to
know,
fight, we'd say, fight them, kids.
If this was an after-school TV movie from the 70s, the camera would pan down to one of the counselors as he looks around slyly because he's the shooter.
Yes.
Dum, bum, 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 bum. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, chills.
He's like, mental notes. Run, hide, fight.
And he steals
his notes.
He steals all the green cards.
All the cards?
Yeah. There's only red cards.
He replaces them with purple and yellow. So there's just mass chaos.
Do you think there's a evil doppelganger teaching the shooters to chase, search, fight?
Counter. That's good. That's really good. I like that.
Here's what you do. Chase, search, fight.
Oh, my God.
I love
funny.
It. I love it.
Defense.
What does that group
defense,
look like?
Defense. Defense.
Oh, fuck God. It. That's fucking dark and so funny.
So I'm sitting in the little waiting room like you do, waiting for your car to come through. They got the big bay window so you can see the car going through
magazines.
The thing, right? And I thought of you guys immediately.
Hot chick behind the counter, just like Jillian.
No. There's no counter. You can't see the counter. Counter's on the other side. So we're sitting. And they got like the three big massage chairs, right? And then they got the regular little shitty chairs.
You know what's fucking horrible? I'm a selfish douche.
Yeah, you are.
Because I was just
Madonna
picturing
cake
like
right
if I were you and Jillian was my wife and she told me she worked in a car wash,
right.
I would be sort of like, I don't really appreciate that people in the general public got to check you out while you had a job.
I'm not jealous.
No, I know, but I just felt that way.
General public, no matter where she goes.
I know, but I don't like it.
I mean, at least she was inside, like after school,
sitting behind
a counter.
Yeah, I wish she was just a bookworm, staying home, like if it was my wife. I want a wife that just wants to stay inside, windows closed.
Uh-huh.
Never needs to run, fight, or hide. She's already inside.
What if you were dating like an actress who was like on billboards?
I'm kidding.
That would really suck.
Yeah, I was kidding. But it was. I don't want my wife to have been in a predicament where there might be a bunch of dudes at a car wash constantly like floating.
Dude, that's
with
the
her.
Least.
The least. You're describing
maybe
the literal life of a woman.
And I would like find. I can think of a lot of jobs. Like if I was like trying to find the job that like would ensconce her the most from like the general public, old
is
people.
That the right word?
No, I'm talking about
envelop her like.
When you said she worked there, like, she was like 16. Hey. I just imagined the girl who runs like an office for a construction crew.
But there's so few people that go to the car wash.
Like she gets
most
a job
of them are older.
She's sitting in the trailer doing the paperwork, and all the construction dudes are coming in.
It's not like she's a bartender or even a hairdresser or like a fucking stripper or something. She's sitting in a little office.
Okay, like we have a
my
very
wife is a hairdresser.
Attractive.
Confused about the
well, you don't know
the
this is the hierarchy. It goes street walking whore, uh-huh. Or actually it goes street walking whore and like escort, right? Escort, yeah. And yeah. Then it goes to stripper.
What about the one? Oh,
stripper.
Yeah.
Then goes bartender,
yeah.
Hairdresser.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So I got to be honest with you. I think there's a pretty good big gap between stripper and bartender because a lot of people
pretty
have
good gap. But have you
jobs.
Been? To, have you seen Coyote Ugly? Have you been to some of these bars?
No.
I'll tell you about some of the gaps I've seen.
They're semi-strippies.
Tell you about some clammy.
I
gaps.
Don't know about that because I know a lot of girls that are bartenders. Like the girls that are bartenders here are not strippers by any stretch.
Well, because we're here to yuck it up. We're not here to get our bone on.
A regular
or,
bar.
That's the that is the new quote of our show.
On.
That's our new description of the aphrodisiac.
We're here to get our bone on.
Let's keep it moving.
We're here for the yucks, not to get our bone on.
Yeah.
That's how we can end our show. We need an end, guys.
That's pretty funny.
This could be the end.
Why are you so anti? Is it the cookie?
Is
it still the ad up front? What's the problem?
The cookie killed me.
Yeah.
Like
the cookie and the ad.
Yeah, I
can't take back the ad nor the cookie.
Yeah, we can always delete them both.
Let's just say I'm out of running and hiding. I'm just in the fight.
So I'm in the car wash waiting for
the story's still going?
The car. It's good.
And you come around
I haven't
the corner,
got anything good yet.
And you see a shoe.
No, I'm sitting there on one of the uncomfortable chairs because there's three very stylish, cool black guys sitting behind me. What's happening?
I was just trying to see what's going on. I thought
there's some ruffians. Making
is
trouble.
There a fight happening? So there's three cool looking black guys sitting behind me.
Yeah.
And there's
at the
a
car
TV
wash?
On. Yeah, at the car wash. There's a TV on. And there's always a TV on. In
were
places,
they customers?
Right? I assume so because they're waiting in the waiting area. Yeah. Everyone's waiting for the cars. And
then you saw a purple Cadillac come out. And you're like, whose is that?
No, dude. I saw a black Escalade. And I'm watching the TV and I look up and it was a Carmelo Anthony. Who's the basketball player whose cousin just got killed?
Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, right? And that story's on, right? And I look up and I'm like, oh, that sucks. Why am I watching the news? This is why I don't watch the news. And I look away. And the three black guys are sitting behind me. I'm like, oh, fuck. They're going to think I don't think that black lives matter. So I immediately pretend to be invested now.
You got to quickly look up an article on your phone about black lives and act like you're reading it in case they happen to see your phone.
I felt like I was beholden to stare at the TV. It didn't matter if it was a white person.
You're totally right.
It didn't matter who, what was going on. It could have been a giant tsunami that took out Florida. I wouldn't have cared. But I felt like I had to look back, and I probably held on it for another extra 30 seconds, maybe 45 seconds, thinking that they were like looking at me going, fucking guy doesn't care.
You should have turned around really slowly and made eye contact with them. That would help.
So here's what breaks the tension and draws my attention away from that horrible inner thought. Is that embarrassing? Should I not have?
I hope you got it. No, I hope you're not going somewhere disturbing, because there's a story in the news that is upsetting to me that it's really fucking my life up.
We'll get there after.
I don't want to get there.
The BMW. Well, we have to now.
The little girl that was.
Oh, we're just going to go to do it now, I guess.
Raped
okay,
and killed
right.
by the alligators.
We don't have to do it. What?
The alligators? Alligators,
stop it. What? No.
What?
Let's move on. I don't think that's a real story.
Were you on like info animal
front page?
News.
Why do you look at the news?
It said teen was gang raped, shot, and then fed to alligators. And they showed a picture of her. She's this beautiful little girl. Some gang was abducted, and they kept her as a sex slave for a couple days.
This doesn't sound right.
No. I saw something about what. Yeah.
Where was it?
Florida or something. Somewhere with gators.
Gators. Well,
I thought you were saying
it really turned my stomach, and it wasn't.
All right.
The gator part
why
was,
you bring that? No.
The gator part was the least offensive.
Yeah, it is the least offensive part.
Let's let it go.
Yeah. Like if somebody said I abducted an old lady out of a senior care facility and fed her to an alligator, you'd be like, it's kind of funny.
I challenge anyone to sit down and watch the news and just story after story just say, is that newsworthy? Was that news? I saw something on the news when I was flipping through the channels. It's like Disneyland adding two rides or two attractions. One is a parade and something else is like for spooky.
Is that really news?
It's not news. Hey, there's no news.
Well, KFI is 100% not news.
KFI,
news.
Local news station out here.
But
talk,
they're 100%
more stimulating
not news.
Talk. More stimulating
KFI. They do the 80-year the stories that are supposed to appeal to 80-year-olds, and they're not true, for starters. They're like, a guy jumped into a cab, demanded the cab driver take him to a certain place, but he was so drunk he passed out. So drunk that he didn't realize he got into the back of a police sheriff car
squad. I listen to KFI a lot, and I don't hear these stories.
Yeah, they do those stories all the fucking time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like little interludes.
Yeah,
little
and
30
they're made up.
They're
like,
stupid. They always have a punchline. But like, they're good because they tease across the break and they make you want to know what he's talking about. And it's never good. It's never worthy.
No.
I know what you're talking. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
You're absolutely right.
I think they're made up.
So, car wash, and then we're done, okay? There's this horrible, horrible woman. She's probably like a mid-30s, all right? And she's on the phone. She's the one person on the phone. This is a small little room about the size of this room.
God, did I picture her?
Nope, I should have, though. She probably wouldn't have noticed because she was so engrossed in a phone conversation with her mother, speaking to her mom, and here's what I hear. She's a big girl and annoying as fuck. And these people that talk on the phone, and I know it's an old hacky thing, but still, I can't believe it still happens these days. This chick's on the phone. There's probably about six or seven of us in the little waiting room. It's a nice, quiet little waiting room with Black Lives Matters happening up on the screen, right? And
That sounded even more racist than you.
But I mean, like that was
well,
that story
wasn't
that just
Black
happened.
Lives Matter. It was another story.
It was a story about
what I'm saying is you just said something that like a racist old white guy would say, and you got.
I know.
This.
I'm not trying to dismiss it. I'm just saying that story. I was. Yeah. I know exactly how it sounded.
I'm aware.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So she's on the phone, not caring at all about the. She's a white bitch, not caring at all about.
You should have looked at them like.
This chick doesn't.
Bitch.
So she's like.
She thinks she's all that in a bag of chips. You know what I'm saying, guys?
Just cutting
Mom
in
brothers.
All of us are just being like cut in by this woman who's just yakking on her phone, and she's doing this.
You guys ever seen Blazing Saddles?
Mom, have you seen those black jeans that I left? Did I leave black jeans at your? Because I wear them like three times a week, and I can't find my black jeans anywhere. Did I leave them at your house? No.
Why would you take your jeans off at your mom's house?
No, they're not at your house, Mom. Oh, I wear those things like 3 days a week. God, I need to find them. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you believe this? I'm at the car wash right now. And a guy came up and he's like, your BMW is ready. And I'm like, I don't drive a BMW. Can you believe that? He's like, your X5 is ready. I'm like, what? What is that? And he's like, it's a BMW. I'm like, I don't drive a BMW. And I guys, it was very hard for me not to harm this woman.
Yeah.
Very hard.
What does she drive?
I didn't care to know.
Probably a Sentra.
I got out of there before she was done, but probably a Sentra. No offense to anyone who listens.
Why would she leave her pants at her mom's house?
Because she
I like all the awful things we say. We don't apologize to the Sentra offend people you might have offended.
Why is there not a car called the Centaur? That'd be sweet.
You know what?
I kind of like a Centaur.
There might be. There might have been a Centaur. I don't think so, but there might have been. There were so many different like General Motors car names that were short-lived.
Don't drive the car with 208 horseman power.
Ah, that's the best.
I like it. Centaur.
It would have been like a GMC.
A Cadillac. All right, I'm looking it up. Centaur. If I can spell Centaur.
C-E-N-T-A-U-R.
Nailed
Centaur.
It. Centaur.
Go Centaurs.
I really wanted to turn to this woman and say, you know why your best friend is your mom?
Do centaurs have
a horse? You know
why
you're single? You know why you're divorced?
Dong.
You know why your kids hate you? You know why you're ugly? You know why you smell?
Sure.
Yeah, because it's like below the belt is horse. Hmm. Horse dong. That's why the lady's like, that was fucking
ladies
hacking.
Like horse centaurs because they have a horse dong?
That's one of the reasons.
That is a sacrifice to make. You just because you want a big horse dong, you're willing to sleep with a guy that has the horse body. It's totally uncomfortable in bed, just so you can
totally
satisfy
uncomfortable in bed.
Your like giant cavernous.
You can't
cavernous.
Find a bed big enough for the
yeah,
two of you.
Yeah. There's no way to have sex with him and kiss him at the same time because his torso is facing away from you while he's fucking you.
Oh, no.
All because you need a big horse-sized penis to satisfy you.
You think some of your coworkers are going to start listening to the show?
I don't know. I don't know why this has been so dirty. I'm not happy with my brain. I think that show's over.
I found images for Centaur cars.
Really?
Yeah.
It just sounds like something GM would have done in the 60s or 70s.
80s, like 82.
Maybe. It's a concept car.
Centaur.
Concept GT, Wikipedia.
Is it half truck, half car?
Does it have a huge Centaur. Horse dick hanging?
Hold on, I'm looking
dragging
for
it. Dragging on the ground.
Hopefully they got
slowing it down.
Oh, no, it looks like the car that's...
Stingray.
Oh, is it a joke?
It looks like who... I'm drawing a blank. David Carradine and Death Proof. Not Death Proof. Death Race 2000.
Oh, yeah. Death Race 2000 is great.
I think he drove a Centaur. Is this the car?
That's great.
Uh-huh. Look at that.
There's no way anyone...
1972.
No way anyone likes this part of the podcast.
Well, everyone can look up Centaur cars.
Everyone's in their car. They can't look up the cars while
they're
driving their
cars.
No,
a lot of people are at work wasting the boss's
time. I saw a dude
time.
At the Renaissance Fair dressed as a Centaur.
When did you go to the Renaissance Fair?
I don't know, a couple months ago.
Oh. Why didn't we go?
Second year in a row I've been.
That would have been a good destination disaster.
That would have been pretty good.
It's great. It's great.
We should do the fair.
The LA Fair?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go to the LA Fair.
Why not?
It's... I don't know.
It's out in Pomona.
It's far. It's hot. And
It's far.
It's
pretty
drives
far.
To San Diego every like 8 minutes.
My wife's about to give birth.
To a place. You drove 3 miles away, 3 hours away for cake. It's Pomona's far.
But because Jillian can't go to the fair. I don't want to go to the fair without Jillian.
I don't want to go if Jillian doesn't go either.
And it's just, it's
yeah,
and
all
I have bad memories.
Disasters are, what?
Here's memories. The thing about the Renaissance Fair guys will enjoy it. You guys.
What are the bad memories?
I must have told you about this. It was the LA Fair. I was trying to go on one of the dumb little rides, like a little spinny rides, and they put the thing over you. And like.
You got your feelings hurt? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Wait, what?
It was like 3-4 years ago, and the Mexican dude, the carny, essentially, was saying...
trying to guess your weight?
You're too fat. You can't... It won't go down.
No way.
It won't go down. You are too fat for the
ride. Was it a kiddie ride?
And like Jillian was looking at me from across. I'm like, it won't go down, honey. And he's like, you're too fat. You must get off the ride.
What ride?
But I think it's because my back was like humped because I had been walking all day.
I didn't know about this. This is actually, I think this is pretty mean of him to say that.
Pretty hurtful. He didn't say gordo. He said fat.
More like the unfair...
It was very unfair.
LA unfair.
I just kept saying, you're not being LA fair.
You're not being LA fair. It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's a true story. That actually happened. It was one of the more humiliating moments of my...
I'm sorry. The Renaissance Fair, you guys would probably have a great time because I would have had a wonderful experience both times if I were still drinking because it's very alcohol friendly.
Wench, bring me some what do they call it? Mead.
I could see myself getting hammered out there and thinking this is the greatest time ever.
Yeah, you get a run in a rune though. I feel like rune goes to the Renaissance Fair.
He does seem like he would dress
I
up
don't
like,
think that he
like
does
a
it
mage.
As a joke.
He does seem like he might go to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah.
What would you dress up as if you went to the Renaissance
Fair? I would probably go full head to toe knight.
Jester.
Knight?
If I could, if I had the money to buy,
you're like a bard. No, not Jester. He's a bard.
No, I want to cover.
How do you know so much about this?
I want to cover my face.
Bard is the guy that like walks around from city to city with the guitar and like he sings songs.
He would be.
No, but I'm saying I want to be completely covered so that I can actually enjoy myself.
I would want to be. Yeah, you know what we want to be is we want to be the henchman or the
not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
The guy henchman?
That, yeah, the guy that works the guillotine.
Yeah.
Because he's got his face.
The executioner?
Like, yeah, executioner.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Even though I don't know how big a part the executioner played in Renaissance Fair. I don't know if I've ever seen any there.
I am the sexecutioner.
The sexecutioner?
It's Squar. Sexecutioner.
I would like to go. You know what? I would get fully dressed up and go with you guys for a show if we were doing a show out there. But I find it hard to believe that we would commit to that.
I would do it. And we did
it
for ICP.
There's a big influx now of like people dressing up like Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. It's probably a whole different vibe over there now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Lots of Game of Thrones.
Hey, guys. You guys want to pull our money together and open up a weed shop?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I got a sweet name.
What is it?
Keep bugging Jillian with it. She does not like my name, but I love the name, and I think you're going to like it too, Ty.
Keep it grooving?
No. We're going to call it Close Encounters of the Kind. Huh?
Why not?
And we'll run it.
Close Encounters of the Herb Kind.
No, why don't kind we just kind.
Herb Kind.
Kind Kind.
The Herb Kind.
You got to do Kind Kind.
The Herb Kind.
Why Herb Kind?
Can't believe we're having a business
third
fight already.
Kind. Oh, Third. Herb Kind. That's right. Third, not bad. Third Herb.
Why? Why?
Kind Kind is better, though. I like it more. My store.
What if it's because we're high? It's the Close Encounters of the Kind Herb.
I wonder if we could just...
We're like right there, but we're stoned
we're
and
so
stupid.
Close.
Is it ever necessary? Is it necessary that you actually name your weed shop? Isn't it just put the neon
pot
leaf in the window and people flock to you?
You got to have a name. You got to have a name. Close Encounters of the Kind. Of the Herb Kind. Not bad, Tyler. You're pretty goddamn good.
Thanks.
With your puns over
Thanks.
There. Pretty punny.
Thanks.
So you going to try and get a cameo in this Sandler bit?
I was going to, but I can't because I have too much work to do.
That's kind of like your theme lately. When's that going to stop?
Hopefully after next week. Possibly.
Oh, really?
One way or the other, it's going to stop.
Yeah, it's going to stop one way or the other. Hold on. I got to see.
Yeah. Like,
can I help you?
My bag is upstairs.
Oh, is it in the office?
Yeah.
You got to go through the parking lot and that door in the corner.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Is it in the podcast room? Like with the couches and stuff?
Yeah.
That's
a podcast. You can get through the theater.
Okay.
Sorry that I'm talking to you while I'm speaking to a microphone. But
no, you're good. You're good. Just going to the parking lot and then up. I think it would suffice what you said.
I was clearly just... She was kind of attractive, so I was trying to keep her here.
Oh, dude, she heard you just say that. That is...
Nah, it wasn't that loud. Have you guys seen the new trailer for Westworld?
Westworld trailer? No, I've not seen the Westworld trailer.
No, but I'm worried about that movie because the original had such an impact on me as a kid.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
It's horrible.
What?
Loved it.
I
loved it.
It's awful. It's fun to watch, but it's not a good movie.
Loved it. I only saw it when
I was
a kid.
I think it's the only movie Michael Crichton directed.
I don't know, but I loved it when I was a kid, and I thought it was fascinating, and I thought it was terrifying at the same time.
Yul Brynner.
And I want the new one to be good so bad, but because of all the production delays and because of all the problems they've had, I got
that's always a great
sneaking suspicion it sucks.
The trailer's pretty tight. I've been waiting for it since
way over budget.
Since it was announced when I was 12 years old, is when they first announced that they were going to reboot the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I remember that.
I had no idea.
I remember that.
And that I would check on it like periodically every
it's
little while.
HBO got it.
Bandied about for a long time.
Yeah.
It's one of the great premises for a movie.
Ah, fuck.
You know what else is a good one?
Run,
Logan's
hide,
Run.
Fight.
Logan's Run is tough to watch.
It's a
about
great
45
premise,
minutes
though,
too long.
But it's a great,
great premise.
Idea for a movie where you only have so much time on Earth, then you have to go to Carousel and you get killed.
And it's like it's a nice way that they kill you.
And then
you
Anderson
to, like,
tries to get on the carousel and he's like, I'm sorry.
You're too fat to get on the carousel.
Wow, I wish I never told that story. I wasn't fat. It was the hump on my back.
And
it was a little bit heavy.
I've never looked at you and thought you were fat.
Well, I was when I was
I'm
a kid.
Sorry.
And I still
it
have a little bit heavy.
It doesn't fit on the bellers.
Westworld. Tyler.
Brian.
Westworld was Crichton's first movie that he directed. And then he directed Coma and Looker and The Great Train Robbery.
Is Westworld the only one that he actually never wrote? There's no book accompanying it, right? He
Don't
just
know.
Wrote a script
Don't
for
know.
It, I believe.
But
it's
Westworld
it's,
was tight. Everyone go watch Westworld.
How did
don't listen to
how did just Michael Crichton die from brain cancer?
7.1.
Do you remember how
he died? He died suddenly and tragically and too young.
Yeah,
too
a
young.
Robot.
Yeah, because Stephen King is
not
still
a robot.
Kicking.
Not a robot. I think it was
a robot dinosaur.
Dinosaur DNA.
Dinosaur robot scanner?
Ember.
Killed well, what's funny about Amber. Westworld is he just then redid it with Jurassic Park.
Kinda.
No.
Westworld could. Westworld is just, it's hokey because they didn't have the technology that they do today to make what they needed to make.
Yeah.
You're correct. However, if you revisit the original Planet of the Apes and you get past the first 10 minutes super hokey scene, it's a fucking good movie.
I like the.
It doesn't have the new ones with Caesar that makes you cry.
Because the beginning has some of the hokiest things I've ever seen in a movie ever.
Koto. Whatever. What are we doing?
When he's about to go into hibernation so the spaceship can make the whatever how many year journey to the new planet, and he's smoking a cigar inside the spaceship and he sets it down on that fake set, and it's just like rolls into the cigar is just like in the corner of a cardboard set. Like who would do that in a spaceship? Smoking a cigar and then you set it on a flat surface.
A rich person.
What about, did you guys ever see Rocket Man?
Yeah, I liked Rocket Man. I liked Rocket Man a lot.
I did not see Rocket
Man.
You haven't seen Rocket Man?
No, I've
With our good friend
Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams?
I have not seen Rocket Man.
That was the movie that when I was like, I think I was like 10 or something.
I'm sorry. I have not seen Rocket Man. I was thinking The Rocketeer, which I liked a lot.
Obsessed. Did you think Harlan Williams was in The Rocketeer?
No, but I knew Harlan was in Rocket Man.
Harlan's the best.
I know what all of his credits are.
In Rocket
Something
Man,
about
he goes
very half-baked Rocket Man.
They go to space. It's him, three other humans, and a chimp, and they go to get in their deep, their deep sleep. You know, to make the trip to Mars, and he like turns around to like grab something, and the chimp gets in his sleeping chamber, and it closes. So then, and he obviously can't fit in the chimp's sleeping chamber. So he's awake for the entire like 6-year trip to Mars while they're all sleeping. Oh, it's so dumb.
It's almost like The Last Man on Earth, but it's like The Last Man on a spaceship.
Oh, now I gotta see it.
Yeah, I need to see it.
It's so dumb. It's so funny.
5.9 on IMDb. So it's not.
No, I gotta see it.
They're the best film produced.
The fucking chimp.
God, he's been in. I'm looking at Harlan Williams. He's been in a lot of shit. He was in a film called Dahmer versus Gracie, or Gacy. I'm sorry, Dahmer versus Gacy, back in 2010, and he played God. How have I not seen this? This is 2.5. This is 2.5 on IMDb.
I love Harlan.
2.5. How have I not seen this?
I wonder if he's here right now.
That'd be amazing. Sir.
Well, because he's here a lot, and this show and the 10 o'clock show in the next room is going
to
be a bunch
I told him when
people.
He came to Loveline that I love Rocket Man. It's like not like ironically, like I love that movie.
He's like, oh, thanks, man.
And then they're like, you won't like this gag, but they're on Mars and
oh no,
they all have to share their like air with like a tube between all of them.
Okay, all right.
Of course, like he starts farting, right, and it's like making a bulge, and then the guy is
I don't need
behind
to see
him
this movie.
He's trying to pinch off so it doesn't come into his air, but he also needs air to breathe, so he has to eventually let it in.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 12, it's the greatest thing you've ever seen. And it still makes me laugh. It's a 30-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. I was watching TMZ, and they had Kanye West doing his 7-minute little monologue that he did at the VMAs, apparently.
Didn't see it.
And they're talking about how boring and ridiculous and unscripted it was, and they're showing some of the lowlights.
The high loads?
The way that he was.
Did
and
it show some high loads?
And then they cut to something very disturbing, very upsetting to me. And they said, this is actually more interesting. And it was an iguana in a bathtub farting, and it was very loud and bubbles, and I did not like it. It was on TMZ, yes. So they said,
why would an iguana be doing that?
I don't know. So large volume, too, I did not like at all, Michael.
I don't like any of this. I don't like that how dirty the show was in the beginning.
I have something kind of funny and innocent.
Yeah.
Primary oxygen tank leak. We need to preserve his SOP. No, stop it. Why are you showing me this scene? Emergency tie line. We'll come into another suit. Okay.
Do it, Doc.
What? This scene's isolated
Houston,
on YouTube?
You got a leak in your primary O2 tank.
I see it, Houston. What do we do?
You've got an emergency line in your plis.
We're not going to watch this whole scene right now, are we?
No, I'll find it.
What is the what's the innocent thing you were going to bring up to cleanse our palace?
I think this could cleanse it. I think. All right, I guess we're going to sully the show further. All right. Okay.
God damn it. Now I...
Yes, his spacesuit is very full of... yes.
What? I didn't know any of that. This is right up your alley. Fart jokes.
Why
it's your favorite
why
thing.
Why are we looking at this?
Oh, well, you made us listen to cat ads.
Cat? I gave you one.
Look, the fart,
that's how
the
it came
fart
up. All right, I see it. Yes, that's great, Tyler. You're such a child. I gave you a nice gift. I gave you the majestic crane.
Do you think they filmed that at Vasquez Rocks?
No.
Kate, filmed it on
a sound stage.
That's some good special effects.
This is a seminal movie in my collection. I watch Rocket Man twice a week.
Rocket Man. What year is that? 97?
Burning down his fuse up there alone.
Rocket Man? 97?
The movie.
It's like 72. Oh
my God, the fucking movie. That we just spent too much time. I do
no
like that
one's
William.
Ever gonna listen to our
William
podcast
Sadler.
Again.
William Sadler's in that though. I do like that guy. Shawshank, Adam Green Shatner, Mile, Iron Man 3.
Doing that.
All right.
Let's go. Bring on the good news, man.
It's
cheer
not good
us
news.
Up.
It's not good news, but it's a memory that I had. All right. Yeah. I got to paint the picture. All right. It's like me in fifth grade, maybe sixth grade.
Okay.
All right. Marquez Elementary. All right.
Got it.
And there was a little kid in my class named Philip. Isn't it weird that we still remember like a lot of like the primary like roles and kids' names from that long ago, like in elementary school, remember the teachers' names, remember the kids that are in our class. But like, you flash forward to like college, no fucking clue who's in my class.
Yeah,
but
either your brain has stopped remembering things, or you've decided you don't care, and you've filed that information that you deem unimportant in the back.
Yeah, somewhere. I guess it's like anything else. So like, you always remember your first couple days of work, and like your first like, you know, school experiences.
Yeah. But I think your brain just goes, oh, now I've met 10,000 people, and I clearly have learned in the 20 years of life that I don't need to remember them.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a conscious thing or if your brain just can't anymore.
Like when you're a kid, it's like, Philip!
You're a new person.
I gotta remember Philip! Fuck! I got Philip!
I remember probably half my class, like by their first name, David Pitt and and Lance.
You remember that chick you had sex with in her yard?
Well, that was like a girlfriend of mine for 3 years. I'd rather not talk about that.
He said that name.
Run
stop
between
it. What was I doing? What was I doing? Wait, sorry.
You were telling a nice story about some kid. You were going to like Oscar Nunez Elementary or something?
Marcus. So, Philip, he's like the one really like just tragically nerdy kid in our class. He's smaller than everybody else. Yeah. He wears big, thick glasses.
Yep.
And our teacher, her name is Mrs. Gaines. And Mrs. Gaines is a large, intimidating black woman, and she was angry quite a bit. She was angry more days than she was not. But I was
is it
lucky.
Because you guys thought you were all that in a bag of chips?
That was before that saying. So if we said that to her, she would have been confused. But
it's probably another saying back then. You think you're all that in a bowl of soup?
Mrs. Gaines was one of the few teachers who actually kind of liked me. I was very lucky because she
didn't
like.
You think you're all
it.
That in a Pop-Tart?
You think you're all that in a Frappuccino? No.
Yeah, that wouldn't have happened either.
You think you're all that in an entitled white boy from the Valley?
Well, that would suggest that the entitled white boy from the Valley would.
You know, that makes more sense. You think you're all that in a root beer float. That makes more sense.
Does it?
Yeah, because root beer floats have been around for a long time.
You're all that in a awesome blossom? Blooming onion?
Blooming onion.
Blooming onion.
You're all that in a blooming onion. All right, so Mrs. Gaines, she's intimidating, right? And
Gaines. We should Google her.
Mrs. Gaines.
We should get.
I would assume she's dead because this is a number of years ago. She might not be, though, but I liked her. But she was stern, and she was tough. And we learned, Philip and I learned on this day, that Mrs. Gaines was a God-fearing woman. Can you talk louder? That woman downstairs. So, little Philip, for whatever reason, I think there's some kind of, like, dance, like, a recital or something coming up where it's going to be, like, a public thing or parents going to come. And we're putting together there's a lot of nonsense in
how
elementary
old?
School. Sixth grade. Fifth or sixth. Sixth, for sure, because it was Mrs. Gaines. And I remember it was the day where we were bringing in music that we wanted. And it was back in the day with records, right? So we each had our little records that we brought in if you wanted to have a song.
45s?
45s, 12 inches. And Philip had, he was in front of me. We were waiting in line to talk to Mrs. Gaines. And Philip had a Phil Collins record. And it was No Jacket Required. Are you familiar with that album? I took a picture of it
sure
for the
am.
Story. There's the cover. There's the cover. If you're not familiar, it's Phil Collins. It's just a face.
Kinda
his face.
Like my, looks like my baby.
And his face is lit with red, and it's just black on the other side. So it's
do
just
I
like a mugshot.
Do I come into the story at all?
How in the world are you coming into
because
the
you
story?
Because you see that album right there?
Yeah.
I own the picture disc of that, and I've shown it in videos before.
Uh-huh. You're not coming into the story because it's.
Okay, I thought you were going to go, and Mike Carano has this in his house. Because I own a blue picture disc.
Wait.
And it's got Phil Collins.
It's too much
giant
lead up for this
because
I can tell you the punchline does not deserve all this lead up.
What? Do I come into this?
Tyler, you do.
Oh, yes.
You reminded me a lot of Philip because he was sad. No, so little Philip gets up there, and I'll never forget. It's one of those early like memories of where your heart just goes out to like one of your peers. You know that
it's
feeling?
Weird when you're young and you don't necessarily have empathy. Really,
I didn't know what to do.
Other people, and then all of a sudden you're struck with it. You're like, ah,
yeah. I wanted to hug Philip, but then I would have been like, you know, beaten up for being homo probably back then.
Yeah.
And it still strikes me when I think of this. I feel so bad for little Philip, but it's hilarious at the same time. So little Philip, he's in front of me, and he's got his Phil Collins album cover.
I feel like Philip has asthma.
He probably had asthma. He wore like OP corduroy shorts and the big glasses.
He wore OP when it wasn't cool?
OP. Was it ever cool? Was it cool now?
No.
They were cool. They were definitely cool.
Yeah, it wasn't cool then. And
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was bragging about how I can remember everyone's name, but I can't. Clifford. Clifford was the kid that used to drive. He used to draw griffins really good, and then I tried to draw a griffin.
What's a griffin?
A griffin is like a half
like a dragon.
Cat, that's weird. Dragon. I had a friend that drew griffins. Is that like a thing in school?
I don't know, but he was a really good artist, and I remember I tried to draw a griffin, and like I might have been doing it publicly because like I could draw. I'm pretty surprised I could draw a pretty good griffin. And I remember Clifford walked over and he's like, "Look at that piece of shit." Clifford was a really tough black kid from the city. And he was the one that spit orange mucus on me. I'll never forget.
Oh.
Terrible. And he drew good griffins, and he made fun of my shitty griffin.
My brother had a friend named Griffin growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the end of that story.
So a little
actually, Griffin slept over one night when my brother was like, I don't know, five. Can you have sleepovers when you're five?
Yeah, probably not.
Six?
Maybe seven.
It was really young.
Yeah.
And Griffin slept on the top bunk.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the middle of the night because Griffin fell off.
Oh. Did he?
He fell off in his
get hurt?
Smashed
that's
into the floor.
Bad.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't.
I'm going to the Griffin right after this.
You don't go on the top
wait,
bunk.
After this, like right now?
Yeah, I got to go meet a friend at the Griffin in Glendale. You ever been there?
Yeah.
Wait, isn't the Griffin right or Griffith?
The Griffith, I think.
The Griffin.
The Observatory?
Observatory?
No, it's like a bar.
Yes, it's a bar.
Okay.
They use the exterior shot for the bar in New Girl.
Oh, it's one right next to the Tam O'Shanter.
Yes.
Okay, I know exactly where I'm going. Good. I'm meeting my buddy Greg over there. All right, so.
More like the Clam O'Shanter, you know what I'm saying? Get some hot chicks.
I don't think that the Tam O'Shanter is a place you would go for hot.
Get a piece of lass, if you know what I mean.
Have you eaten at Tam O'Shanter?
Yes, with you.
Literally all of us have eaten there.
A number of times, at least once.
Not true.
You've been there with us.
I've eaten there a number of times.
I've never been there with either one of you guys.
You weren't there the night that Jillian and Lauren were chanting penis?
Nope.
Oh, God, that was
the I've been there twice, both times for lunch.
Most seriously, I've considered divorce.
Both times.
Not Jillian, it was Lauren.
Was it the same night that the woman was passed out on the ground?
Yes. So, Philip, he's in front of me. I can tell that he's visibly nervous because he's going to be pitching this song and this idea, which is Phil Collins. There's a track on the Phil Collins album that he wants to pitch
studio.
To.
What made you think of this?
I don't know. It just kind of came out of the blue.
It's nice, whatever you're saying.
It's nice?
Yeah.
So little Philip gets up, and I'm standing
Phil
right
Collins
behind him.
Phil Collins shows up at your school and tells him he's too fat.
Someone should definitely submit this story to Sampler podcast.
I'm standing. Yeah. I'm standing.
Or you can forward this to This American Life and tell them this is how podcasts are done, assholes.
I'm standing right behind Philip, and he's shaking. He's visibly nervous, and he presents his album to Mrs. Gaines. Mrs. Gaines, very stern, a large black woman.
Yes, we've established
middle-aged. And Philip, little
boy,
quivering.
He's all that
quivering.
A jar of mayonnaise.
And he says, there's a song on this album that I would like to play, Mrs. Gaines. And she takes one look at it. She holds it, and then she just drops it back on her desk, like towards him. And she goes, "He looks like the devil." And then little Philip says... He's like, "No, it's actually not satanic. It's actually very good music." And she just cuts him off. "I said he looks like the devil." And little Philip just takes the album, his head drops, and he just walks away. And I was so sad for little Philip. God, I was sad for him.
We should find him.
I
Ladies
felt
and gentlemen,
so bad for him.
Little Philip. Turns out he's
still carrying around.
It's funny when you look at the picture of it. I mean, you have to be very religious and very concerned about everything if you're worried about Phil Collins. And it was comical at the time when I was a little kid thinking that she was thinking Phil Collins was satanic. You know what I mean? Well, knowing what
was Philip's last name?
I don't fucking
didn't know his last
the,
name.
The Phil Collins picture, disc I have is blue because the vinyl's blue, but it's that same picture.
He looks like the devil.
Yep.
What albums are on? What songs are
Phil
on?
Phil Collins,
what did
like
you
the
bring
most
to
unlikely rock star.
I'm sure I had like Duran Duran or something.
Her
terrible.
Name was Rio and she dances in the sun. Right?
What is going on? Do they not have any respect for this here program?
No. I don't
know. Well, they probably don't even
program.
Know we're having doing Tyler, a program why? Out there, and they're enjoying what used to be the retro bar, and it's Eliza Schlesinger, and she's got a big mouth.
Oh, is that who's down there right now?
She's very attractive.
She's so loud. Her mouth.
She's so fucking loud.
She's not. She's
so loud.
She pains me. I remember Drew falling over head over heels thinking she was great. I'm like, dude, wait till the you see the other side, because I'm sure it's there. Oh, we saw it.
Her butt?
Why am I
Yeah,
burning?
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll say you're bad mouthing her like just 10 feet away from her.
Jingles the studio. She's so into herself.
Yeah.
I'm not listening to this at all. All right, Tyler. Are you playing the Satan, Devil Man's music?
Do you guys remember when Phil Collins hopped on the Concorde? Did that show in Philadelphia? Did the show in England? Mm. Hopped on the Concorde and flew to America to finish the set?
No.
That's some pompous shit.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I was probably six.
Is it the pressure that the Concorde's gone? Like we're going backwards?
Live Aid?
Yeah.
I remember Live Aid.
Yeah, there was two. One at Wembley Stadium, one in Philadelphia. They were all-day concerts.
How is it that we...
And Phil Collins performed in Wembley, hopped on the Concorde, and flew over here to finish the set.
That's kind of showing off. I've heard he's a real smug
cunt. It was
a
benefit concert, and he bought a $25,000 plane ticket.
Well, it's because he had to be there.
It was like insane.
Suzu Studio is another terrible memory, because one of the first times I was ever live on air for Pharrell, when I first started working for him, I was stuttering and stammering because I was trying to give scores. No. And Pharrell's like, Suzu Studio? What else, Anderson? Come on. Pick it up. Singing Suit Studio over there.
Can't fucking spit it out.
And he's
quoted, killing the vibe.
Suit Studio? Come on.
Everyone's embarrassed.
It was so startling. He was like suggesting that I was trying to sing Suit Studio because I was stuttering so
Phil much. Collins was a huge, huge rock star, and I can't.
He was a drummer for Genesis.
But his, like, when Miami Vice came out and they had the In the Air Tonight song and the other songs, he just became an immediate, like, arena act.
Right. You know what's funny, though, is when he beat out Trey and Matt, Trey Parker and Matt Stone for, I think it was an Academy Award that he beat him out for, and they decided, since they lost to him, they decided to attack him in one of their episodes.
I didn't know that.
On South Park, Phil Collins takes a beating on one of the episodes. Something to do with a snow-capped mountain that's being skied down and has the likeness of his face.
I think he might have a hot daughter.
That's good.
Probably
Mike.
Does.
Thanks for
He seems like
that.
The kind of guy that would have a hot daughter.
Do you want to do a piece of advice before we say goodbye?
Absolutes.
Okay.
Now, welcome to Bad Vibes.
Hold on. Oh, I could play a bumper while I pull it up. That'd be
tight. Tis eight. So it's the Griffith, not the Griffin.
Hello, Governor.
But isn't there a Griffin like in neon above it?
It's sure to be a jolly good time.
I was mistaken. I didn't know if you were talking about the park or not.
Talk right over the bumper.
Is it the Griffin?
Observatory.
Just talk right over the bumper.
Is it the Griffin?
Yes, it's the Griffin.
Why are you talking over the bumper?
I'm started over.
Hello, Governor. Let's check our after disaster emails. It's sure to be a jolly good time.
Actually, our first email today comes from Lori. It's titled Mold.
Oh, no.
I am trying to contact you for mold restoration. We have in our Burlington, North Carolina site. Do you have a franchise in North Carolina that can give us a price for cleanup?
Oh, we're the apples.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's get back to her.
Had to let her know we're actually a podcast with a similar name to the company you're looking for. Good luck.
And that company's being sued by Getty Images. Thank you.
Pretty much. Yes, that's true. Good memory. Look at you. You've been taking your ginkgo biloba.
Hey, remember a couple weeks ago when I said I'm going to call listeners who asked me to call them?
Yes.
I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it either Friday or Saturday.
Hey, I have spoken with a ton of
for
listeners.
For sure.
Farzad, I talked to Farzad earlier today, actually. He's going to be one of my associate producers and megaphones and help spread the word about groupers.
AP.
I got a lot of great contacts, and I've been talking to people. And so far, everyone that I've welcomed aboard has been great. I've only had to nixay a couple. It feels weird when people are like, can I please help you? And I'm like, I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, but based on the color of your skin.
Nope.
You're fired.
But everyone that I've talked to has been delightful.
And now I feel I should come in tomorrow and be in this Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, you should.
I wasn't going to do
film
it until
forever.
You said, are you going to do that?
You should, absolutely.
I think I might.
Yeah, do it.
No, I can't. I got work.
Right, here we go.
That was a switch.
But everyone else is in it.
You should be in it. You're going to have regret, dude. Don't have regret.
I'm not going to have regrets.
I need some advice about dealing with annoying people in my workplace.
I've listened to every After Disaster show 3 or 4 times.
First of all, don't terrible. Fill them in on the run, hide, fight.
Good. I've been working in a healthcare setting for the past 9 years, and 90% of my coworkers are female.
Hell yeah.
So far?
I'm very stern in my beliefs of equality for everyone, regardless of age, sex, and race. But these women I work with are the worst. Mm-hmm. I find myself cursing at them under my breath and wishing for them to be fired.
Right.
I don't like that I'm slowly becoming an angry woman hater, but on the average, my day is equivalent to being locked in a jail cell with the Kardashians being played on loop from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I cannot sit down and have a conversation about how their behavior annoys me, as I can only hold the anger in for so long until I have an Anderson-sized explosion.
Right.
Right. I have your podcast to drown them out of my ears, but unfortunately my eyes are still subject to their annoying faces and antics.
Mm.
I would really appreciate any advice you Pabs might be able to offer me that could help my situation. I really like my job because I get to help people in a tough time, so quitting isn't really an option.
Here's
sincerely stuck between two C words in a hard place.
Here's the problem, dude, is he gave us no examples of why they're horrible.
Yeah, because to me it sounds like it would be a cool working environment, but I think this guy
what
probably
makes him terrible?
I don't know, maybe they're all like a clique and he's not in the clique. Mm-hmm. And he's miserable. Maybe they're all Vietnamese.
Well, Michael, I don't know why.
No,
that,
but I'm saying like how a lot of nurses are Vietnamese.
No, they're Filipino.
Filipino, I'm sorry. But maybe he's not part of their group. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I wish that there was at least one example here so I could jump on the hate wagon, and sure. I'm not on it.
Because to me, at first it sounds like this would be great, just a bunch of chicks.
Chicks can be super annoying, though.
Of course, they're the most annoying.
And if they all talk the same, and they all talk like this,
yeah,
and everything is like a question,
very much, and they're not as
and
smart,
when they're talking, it's like this.
And they should just be home.
No, I'm not saying that.
Not being looked at the
they
car wash,
dude. You don't realize that you're like almost Arabic in your beliefs and what you wish.
Those aren't my beliefs.
You wish that women should be covered.
No, they're not my beliefs. No, I don't. But that guy sounds like he might. He might not.
Mike's eyes just rolled back in his head like he was channeling Satan.
I don't believe that. I don't believe this, for the record. But I think this guy might have just found himself in a bad work situation.
Yeah.
Where it could have been dudes.
Sounds like he's by himself. He doesn't have any like coworkers. Yeah. He just has like this group of people that he happens to work with, and he's not really along.
And when I
aligned.
Said the Vietnamese thing, I meant that like maybe they're all
clicky.
They're one group. And he's the outsider, and they don't let him into the group.
Speaking of Vietnamese, another listener tweeted us a photo of their drive-through banh mi shop in their neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Where is it? I don't know. I'm so mad about it.
Wow. I'm very upset by that.
Hey, do you know we serve that here?
Banh mi?
What?
Yeah, I bet they're all douchey and white, though.
No, it's not as good.
I bet not.
But it is good.
Ali Wong had a great bit about Vietnamese restaurants. Like you have to be like in the bathroom and see like like half of their food supplies for it to be authentic and good. Half their food supplies have to be held like spilled over into the bathroom, public restroom, and there should be an old Vietnamese woman trying to rest in that restroom. I hate when I go to fancy places that have banh mi's and they try and make them all like fancy.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Did you? Why?
It's pretty good though.
Yeah,
you wouldn't eat it because it's pork, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised at how good it was.
I guess the show is ending.
But I wish it had different bread than whatever bread we serve.
Yeah, they need the baguette. Because that's what's so great about the Vietnamese. It's got the French rolled through there, and they left their fucking bread recipe, apparently.
Daikon radish and the cilantro. You got to have the cilantro.
You know what? No, you don't have to have cilantro. Fuck the cilantro.
You got to have cilantro, and you got to have
how do you
got to
have cilantro?
It's part of the thing.
I introduced you.
It's like saying I want soup without water.
Well, it tastes like soap to me, so I can't. I don't get the full...
You gotta get an anecdote.
I was telling Jillian I pay $50 a month to eradicate the cilantro from the face of the earth.
Well...
Just scorch it.
That's showing
that
you... I
would be mad because... What
your
would
financial...
What's it taste like,
food?
Guys?
It tastes delicious.
Like, but like, does it taste like parsley?
No.
No.
Arugula?
It adds... You obviously don't like it, but...
Well, no, I got the enzyme thing we've talked about.
I don't love cilantro, but on certain things, it's the best, man. Street tacos?
Arugula is sort of in the neighborhood where it has that sort of herbal kind of like back of the throat kind of like pepper almost that arugula has.
Like street tacos have to have cilantro.
No, can't.
And raw onion
the banh mi sandwiches have to have cilantro.
I look at people who have like shellfish allergies, and I feel so bad for them.
Yeah.
And the closest I come is not being able to eat cilantro because it tastes like the soap. So thank God I can eat the shellfish, though. Oh, no. Could I develop like an allergy?
Probably.
That would suck.
I love those shows.
I've learned what I've learned in my time on this planet is anything's possible.
Have you learned that?
Anything.
And Mike is 50 and he can do things.
Have you learned that when you get older, like, pains just stick around, kind of like Brian Regan says? Like, you just have a pain and that's just there.
As I mentioned earlier in the show, I can do things and I don't have those problems that regular people have.
What can you do? Oh, because you're 50.
I can bend without having pain.
I've been stretching so much to help my lower back because I'm an old man when I get out of bed.
I've been trying to stretch lately.
We can do some yoga together. I've learned some moves. Yeah. Pretty good. Hey, there's hell coming to my future.
Yeah.
Absolute hell.
Yeah.
Morning, day, and night.
Baby.
Wrong. That's going to be heaven.
Oh, sorry.
But baby coupled with my bathroom issue, which is horrific. I had a guy come over because the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm probably going to be out of my house for a full week. Maybe with
they're gonna
a
do
newborn.
Some major plumbing.
They're gonna have to completely demo my bathroom and work
both bathrooms.
No, just the main one that I use that we use.
Okay,
and it's gonna be like a 8 to 6 p.m. job, 8 a.m. 6 p.m. job for at least 5 working days, if not longer. So I can't be in there, especially
but you
with
another bathroom.
And there could be a mold issue. No, but we gotta get out of the house.
Just email the after disaster.
I know. That's what made me think of it. But the guy came over to check because I thought there was a leak or something. And the floorboard, like the floor, the tile kind of by the shower, it was starting to sink in a little bit.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, like all of the floor is ready to cave in. He's like, you are going to fall through and break your leg.
The tile bathroom?
Yeah.
The Spanish one?
Yeah, yeah. There's a leak inside the shower somewhere and it's destroyed all of the wood floor. They have to demo the entire fucking thing.
Yeah, get that fixed.
And we can't be in there because it could be mold and stuff. So we're going to check into a hotel.
It's a good time to teach your baby how to fix things.
Is your landlord paying for your hotel?
Probably not, but I feel so bad because it's at least a $10,000 job
that
he has to do.
It's going
to
be more. It's when I got a fucking tub put in, it was $3,500 and there was no damage.
They probably do. I don't know, but I'm not going to. Dude, the guy hasn't touched my rates and 5 years, and
yeah.
I'm trying to be cool. You
that's
know
fair.
What I mean?
That's fair.
I'm with you.
Trying to be cool, but
I'm with you.
Fuck.
I got to go back to work, you guys.
What's the time? The timing of with Jillian being this pregnant? Like, I can't imagine. Or Jillian, I love her. I'm like, honey, there's a chance that we might be like in a hotel, and when you go into labor, she's like, well, great. If the water breaks, we don't have to clean the sheets.
Why don't you?
I'm like, oh, I love you, honey. You're the best.
You can probably find like a decent extended stay. Do like 2 weeks for. Like $500
Or maybe we'll do like one night at the old
Sportsman's Lodge.
At least one night there, huh? Huh?
Wouldn't that be the coolest? That's where you were born.
Yeah, that'd be
Sportsman's
great.
Lodge.
Well, I don't know if I want the child born, and then just maybe you should go into labor there.
That's where you were born, and that's what the pool we cleaned you off in. That's the pool we dipped you in to get the afterbirth. And it remained floating on top of the pool for a good hour.
That's what the show is supposed to be called, the afterbirth.
Yeah. That was your
idea.
You
guys vetoed it.
Yeah.
Here we are 6 years in, right? Yeah. Or is it seven? Six?
Six.
Seven?
Six yeah. years six. In.
August 2010 we started.
What's happening with the end of the show? We don't have one.
Well, yeah, we do. It's we're here for the yucks, not to get our bone on.
That's not true for Mike.
You're too fat for the show. That was horrible.